Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
If anything, it kind of highlights a lot of the stuff we've been doing to win baseball games, right? And how hard it is to win games, and that you got to play really good baseball to win major league games. But you throw that in, and then them making some plays, and you know, you kind of hat tip them. They beat us tonight.
That's Craig Counsell talking about how the Tigers shut them out 4-0 after the game on Sunday. Now the Cubs get ready for a series with the Phillies. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Tyler Farengel and Robbie Triano and Brandon Fryer are a producing crew. And I think that we still need to focus on the issue of what happened yesterday when it came to Nico Hoerner and the ejection. Not that they were going to win or lose the ballgame on it, but again, these are the moments that not only changed the entire complexion of that game, but as you mentioned, if you think Kyle Tucker is different at the plate and not doing what he normally does because now he's scared of getting ejected, that is a huge problem. So I know we've got the audio from Marquee from the game itself as to Nico and the exchange with the umpire, Derek Thomas. So let's take a listen.
I don't think it's really that often you can verbatim say to the press afterwards, like, what got you thrown out? So I said, you're having a really bad day.
Yeah. So he says what he said was, you're having a really bad day. That's all he said. And there was no back and forth. There was no response from the umpire. The response was a physical one, as in he took his arm and threw him out of the game. And that was unacceptable. It was a big spot because Dansby Swanson had just gotten one of the four hits on the day for the Cubs.
Woo!
Swanson had two of them, by the way. And on a 2-2 count, he gets called out in a big spot. We know how good Nico Hoerner, coming into that bat, Layla, he was batting 400 with runners in scoring position. And now you've just taken away one of those opportunities. And remember, they were few and far between. I'll remind you, 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position on Friday. They didn't get a runner in scoring position on Saturday, but they had 5 home runs, so it didn't matter.
Right.
And then 1-for-8 again. And the one, by the way, was the hit that got Ian Happ thrown out at the plate.
It was also not only catastrophic from a hit standpoint in that they only got 4 for the total game, but that Ian Happ was 0-for-3, Kyle Tucker was 0-for-3, Seiya Suzuki in left field was 0-for-4. So your DH, right field, left field, all 0-for. That's a combined 0-for-10. It was PCA who had a hit in the game, as we know. And then Carson Kelly, 0-for-3. I know you want to get into that in a second. But let's also hear what Craig Counsell had to say, because he came out to argue the Nico Hoerner ejection, which he should have. And then I was thinking to myself watching him going, Craig's getting ejected here.
He has
like,
to.
He's the most mad I've seen him. Now, that's going from, say, 0 to 10.
You know, not 100.
Like, not 100. He's at like maybe 20. We'll say he's at 20% of the anger. But still, for him, that was a lot. And let's hear what he had to say.
Yeah, he didn't like what Nico said, but it's, you know, it just, Nico's walking by. What he said is not, you know, it's not ejectable. And you don't just eject players and change lineups and things like that. The ejection of Nico was completely unwarranted, and there's nothing that was said that warrants an ejection. And you can't eject players and affect outcomes of games for no offense.
Can you share what Nico said?
Not ejectable. No swearing, no cussing, walking away, Not standing and arguing. Nothing. Stands and argues. Gives him a warning. Fine. Nothing.
You're having a bad day is a really funny thing to say, though. Because the way he said it,
it was very matter of fact. It was just like he was making, it's like, just like you observed that that was a strike when really it was a ball, I'm going to observe that you're having a bad day. Now, you can disagree with me, but my opinion stands. And I think this is the gateway to helping people understand why, if you look at what's been going on with tennis for a decade and a half now, mm-hmm. with Hawkeye, right? The way that works with the cameras and everything else, they've got it figured out in tennis. And it wasn't an overnight thing. And they've been figuring it out in baseball since, what, 2019, when they said independent league, we're going to start doing this and see how it looks. And then they've slowly amped it up to the fact that the last four seasons, they've had this challenge system where two times a game, you can challenge. And if you are correct, you get to keep the challenge. It's a simple system. We saw how seamless it is in real time during spring training. You just tap on the helmet. And think about how these games might have gone different if Nico Horner, when that pitch happened, can just tap on the helmet. Now, what's crazy to me is that there are people who are just not smart enough to understand that technology can help aid and improve the game.
What? This is baseball. Are you kidding? They've been resisting technology for decades.
But that's the thing. They'll say, there's a certain charm to the human element being able to have an impact on the game. No. If there's balls and strikes, and there's a strike zone that has been determined, then let's ride with that and let technology aid and make sure we get the right call every pitch. And if you disagree with that, I say, what is wrong with you? This isn't about, well, I'm a baseball purist, and I think that umpires should have an effect. It takes some of the charm out of the game. Charm what? Get it right, get it tight, especially when you have sports gambling as prevalent as it is now and endorsed by all the leagues in partnership with the sports gambling models.
Yeah, this isn't about charm. This is about accuracy. And that's the most important part, especially with more and more money that is now riding on games. It's not just because of that part of it. I'm not talking about just gambling. I'm talking about player salaries. I'm talking about TV rights deals. Like, there has never been a time where each pitch has cost more per ball game than now. And we're talking about Kyle Tucker making over $500 million in his next contract.
Not a small amount of money.
And you can't figure out a strike zone. There's a machine that can do it better than you, and you're showing us day in and day out why that's the case.
And
do the Cubs benefit from some calls? Sure. But when it's this bad and it's two teams who have earned their keep and the right to have an evenly called game, this is unacceptable. And even with the ejection discussion, once again, nobody's saying anything about what happened on the send, you know, on Ian Happ being ruled out. They challenged it. They lost. Okay, fine. But when it comes to the umpire's emotions getting into this and there's no accountability, it's unacceptable. The only way there is being shamed publicly on social media, and that shouldn't be the case. I don't know. I understand that we're all probably going to lose our jobs to AI at some point or another, but we're at least trying to slow down that pace, and I don't necessarily know that that's happening with umpiring.
My point is that the same way they told you the self-checkout was going to help restructure, and we're not going to fire people. We're just going to have them doing other things that make our organization run more efficiently. If you're at a drugstore or you're at a convenience store, whatever, I think the same thing comes into play. I think the umpires will still be out there umpiring. They will just be technology aided. And when I say robo umps, I don't mean replace the umpire behind the plate. I mean, for balls and strikes, just let that be. You could still yell out ball, strike, whatever, but now you've got something there to help make sure you get the right call every time.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm a bit concerned that in this case, they might have an issue with ego, even that, you know, somebody else has to be independent here to be able to call it off and say, you know, you were wrong and it's okay. Like, just tell us what the call really should be and go from there. Like, that's the other issue, is you can't tell me that ego didn't play into Nico Horner's ejection. It absolutely did. So are you going to be too proud to say that you were wrong on the balls and strikes?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with Derek Thomas specifically with that, because it was one of the shortest hooks I've ever seen. And especially when you find out what was actually said, you're having a bad day. That's tough to rectify.
Number one for me is Aaron Boone getting ejected because of a fan comment. That is my number one. Like, nothing will ever be that atrocious.
At least that time, though, it was like the same fan heckling. And he finally is like, I've had enough out of you. You're gone. And he's like, but I didn't say anything. And he's like, well, somebody over there did. And it turned out it was somebody from behind the dugout.
Like, on no planet was that even remotely accurate.
That's why warnings exist. That's why Nico Horner should have been giving a warning, if anything. I don't even know if he should be given a warning based on knowing what he said. But that's part of the problem. But the other problem is Craig Counsell needs to take a long, hard look, as he's done many times before. It's time for him to adjust his lineup for this next series. Layla, based on what you're saying about guys not doing what needed to be done against aces, if you will. They got another one on the mound tonight, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they do. And Zach Wheeler. I appreciate this text from the text line, 262. If there was any debate that auto bumps or at least challenges were on the way, this ended it. Two of the top teams in the sport, big weekend series, showcase for baseball. And the umps behind the plate Saturday and Sunday were terrible. I watched the condensed and some other videos. So many wrong calls that weren't even close. How are these guys that bad and they made it to the show? And then umps in general are too easily offended or become confrontational and do things that impact the game. Don't get me wrong, the guy was bad for everyone, but Nico shouldn't have been tossed. He shouldn't have been out. Way to promote the sport and attract fans. On to the next. And that's the point here. Like, nobody goes to see the ump show.
The way Pat Hughes described it was perfect. He said it was just a great weekend for baseball. Three straight sellouts, two teams playing well. It had all of the energy of a big time series, or at least as big time a series you can have in early June. And that's what's great about baseball, is when teams are playing well and fans are interested, they show up to the park. It changes the vibe of the whole thing. We saw it Friday night with the White Sox. Same thing. It changes the vibe of the ball.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game.
We're talking about the White Sox in the next segment, by the way, for people who want to know. So that's next, because yes, the Sox did have a great series. Friday night was amazing.
It was beyond amazing because, well, we'll get into it next segment, but Kyle Till did his thing. And I think the other thing is, with this Phillies team that's coming up, the reason why the lineup needs to change, and the main thing that needs to happen, is Matt Shaw needs to be up in the lineup.
Yes.
He hit .318 this week, or last week, I should say. He was one of the guys who did not have a bad week. Other guys had a bad week. And that's not just against the Tigers, but that's against the Tigers and the Nationals. You go up and down the line, Carson Kelly, 2-for-16. Dansby Swanson, 5-for-23. And that's 5-for-23 includes the two hits he had yesterday. So he actually came around and got a multi-hit game yesterday. Kyle Tucker, 3-for-16 with a .629 OPS. I don't know if his finger's still bothering him, Layla.
Yeah.
From the base stealing incident where he jammed his right ring finger. Nico Horner, 3-for-22 with a .310 OPS over the last six games. And Seiya, yes, he did have two home runs in a game, but he also went just 5-for-23.
Yeah, Seiya was 0-for-4 on Friday. For example, Tucker, you mentioned on Friday, and the other loss, the 3-to-1 loss, Kyle Tucker was 2-for-4. He had that double, but still, when 1-through-4, and that's the Friday game I'm looking at, combined for three hits total, that's not good. 3-for-16 out of 1-through-4 on Friday. As we mentioned yesterday, only four hits as a team. It's something we've seen before, but you don't do yourself any favors when either you're getting run on the base pass and you get the outs coming to you at third base. That's terrible. You make an aggressive send, you run home like Ian Happ did the other day. These are the mistakes you can't make when you know that you're not hitting. Sometimes you know as a team that you're just not hitting much in the game. That doesn't mean that everything else goes by the wayside. We also want to remind you, by the way, we talked a lot about Nico Hoerner. He will join Mark Grody and Dan Weiderer this afternoon at 2:30. That is your afternoon show. So you're getting a special de facto Take the North show this afternoon on The Score. Coming up next, as we mentioned, we are going to talk about the White Sox because they did have a great series over the weekend. They also had some massive news that broke last week. Marshall and I were here for it. So a bigger look at that, as well as a deeper look at what happened in the series and the baseball that occurred in a debut that went really, really well. That's all next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.